From NPR News, it's Day to Day. The other day, I was handwriting a note to someone, which I actually don't do very much because of computers and stuff. Anyway, I was handwriting this note, and midway through, my hand was totally overtaken by this tremendous cramp. This was a garden variety writer's cramp, but it turns out that for a small percentage of the population, about 1 in 20,000 people, the condition is actually incredibly serious. They have contractions of the finger and the hand and the forearm. Well, fortunately now, there appears to be a treatment for that pain, a Botox-like drug. Here to tell us about it is Dr. Sidney Spiesel of the Yale Medical School. He reviews medical studies for us and for the online magazine Slate. He joins us from his pediatric practice in Woodbridge, Connecticut. Welcome back to the program, Sid.
Hi, Luke.
So writer's cramp seems like a kind of minor affair, but this is pretty serious stuff for some people. Who gets this? It's called hand dystonia.
First of all, you just have to have the bad luck. The problem actually isn't originating in the hand. An abnormal signal is coming from the brain to the hand and causing muscles of the hand or the forearm to contract and often contract very tightly and very painfully.
Now, can you get this? People call it writer's cramp. Can you get it from computer work, though? I mean, that's what most people do these days.
Yeah, actually, in fact, I just happened to have seen a college student in my practice a couple days ago who had, in fact, complained of just that thing. He is a wonderful musician, and he plays a vigorous electric bass, and he's been writing, he's an English major, he's been writing a lot of papers on his computer, and that led to a kind of mild case of writer's cramp.
So the good news for folks that would have this condition is that there's this new, they're saying it's a Botox-like treatment. Tell us about this study.
The study, which comes from some neurologists under Dr. Kruijsdijk at the University of Amsterdam in the Netherlands, took the same material that we use to treat wrinkles in people's face, Botox, which has the effect of essentially weakening or paralyzing muscles, depending on how much you inject. And he just injected some of this medication, which in the United States is called Botox. There, they used a similar product called Dysport. It weakened the muscles so that they wouldn't go into these incredibly tight contractions. And it was very clearly, it was very effective. They had 70% of the patients had real improvement.
Does it just come down to how much pain a person can really sustain? I mean, who's a person who should be seeking this kind of treatment as opposed to someone who just tends to get a cramp in their hand?
People who are really disabled, if it interferes with your work, if it's interferes for some people, it interferes with the social aspects of their life by being embarrassing. It's been very difficult to treat. And one group of people who are susceptible to it are people who use their hands very vigorously, namely musicians. And there are an estimated 10,000 musicians in the world who have this problem. And sometimes it's so severe. There's a great pianist named Leon Fleischer who developed this condition in his middle 30s and was really unable to play with his right hand for about 30 years or more than that until this treatment came along. And in recent years has come back as a two-handed pianist. He was so grateful to the scientists who developed this treatment that he went to the National Institute of Health and gave a two-handed concert just in appreciation of what they had done for him.
Opinions from Dr. Sidney Spiesel of the Yale Medical School. You can read his Medical Examiner column at slate.com. Thanks, Sid.
Thank you.